RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, Western New York golfers, and welcome to the Tee to Green Radio Show. I'm very happy today to be at Glen Oak Golf Club on this beautiful morning, and you guys might be in for a little ride this morning. I've been doing radio for almost 20 years, and this is my second time hosting, so bear with me. But fortunately, I have two great talents with me today. On my left, I have Timothy P. Freeze, PGA, and just coming off a win at the Western New York Open here at Glen Oak this week. Good morning, Tim, and welcome to Tee to Green Radio. How are you
me?
Today?
Good morning. It's wonderful to do the show with you again. Over the years, we've been doing some fun stuff out of studio and on site. But you got your sport in the glasses this morning.
That's nice, right. Well, it's nice and sunny. Well, and the last time I did this by myself, you were there too. It was in the studio.
There we go. It was after Bill's camp. Remember that?
That was a long time ago.
PGA Championship 2013.
Yeah, it was a bad show. We're trying not to remember it because I stumbled all the way through it. And with us, our first round draft pick, who's added a ton to the Tee to Green brand this year, Jeff Blank. Jeff, welcome to the radio show. Good morning.
Well, thank you. I hope I'm not a bust.
No, too late. You already aren't a bust. Yeah, well, you're already. We got you for 5 years. Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, we can't the 4 year and then the 5th year option on you, so you're stuck.
What a morning.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of cool. We're sitting out on the patio at Glen Oak watching golfers go by and getting ready for another beautiful day of golf. It's probably going to be busy here today, Freezer.
Going to be busy. It's forecast was great. Tomorrow we might get a little something. But just like earlier in the week, We got that inch and a quarter or something like that over there. Mm-hmm. Everybody needed it. Your ground was cracking.
Oh yeah, it feels good to cool down for a couple days too. At least we're all experiencing these summer blues right now with the drought conditions. But we're here to talk about golf, so let's kind of recap and get your guys. I'm going to start with you, Jeff. Well, you have a little different perspective on that maybe than Tim and I did. The British Open last week. What is your initial impression on? I know it seems like it happened a month ago because it's Saturday and so much has happened since then. But what were your impressions of the British Open this week?
It's hard not to start with Rory.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the story of the week was potentially him securing that Open Championship. He's kind of the face of the PGA Tour right now, so mm-hmm. it would have been a nice momentum driver for him to win that Open. But Cam Smith, I mean, geez, that putter was ridiculous on the back nine. I mean, he started off the back nine, what, four shots back?
Something like that, yeah. Well, he shoots 30 on the back nine.
I mean, what are you going to do? But, yeah, I mean, I think Rory's the story a little bit, but Cam Smith, up and coming.
And the thing I notice is it's like when something always happens at the British Open that makes you refocus on a different part of your game, I feel like. Remember Todd Hamilton we talked about a couple weeks ago? Everybody started chipping with a hybrid.
Yep.
Well, now I think everybody's working on their lag putting after watching Cam Smith that week. Or I bet a few of those Scotty Cameron putters sell this week, Freezer.
Yeah, he just showed such a prowess with his – in that shot he hit on 17 when you're like, uh-oh, if he doesn't get around that road bunker, yeah. Rory's right there. If he makes one putt or two, he's right there, right? But Cam Smith made the putts. But architects around the world now are creating a lot of those putting, you know, opportunities around greens, you know, yeah, shaving down the roughs. And I tell you what, Cam Smith used the putter everywhere. Rory putted from how far off the green or something?
Oh, yeah, and there's a lot more runoffs. Like, they showed a video of Rory trying to putt from that same spot a few years ago, and he ended up in the bunker. Yeah. So
Lee Westwood did it yesterday on Twitter trying to do it.
How do you get up and down from there? I don't know what I'd have been thinking if that was me in that situation. I'd just been thinking, well, here comes a bogey. Yeah, hopefully I can get it on the green and two-putt.
But imagine the confidence you have to have where Cam Smith's basically saying, I just need to get it on the green somewhere, and I'm fine. He makes the putt.
Yeah, 10-footer for par and moves on. He hit it well, too.
Yeah, he completed that, right? He putts it up, and then he makes that 12-15-footer. Right in the middle. He wasn't hitting edges.
Yeah.
No. And then, unfortunately, you know, one of the first things he gets asked in the interview is, are you going to live?
Yeah, right.
You know, and I guess that's where our state of golf is at this point. And you guys are new to... So, this is, you know, not to direct too quickly into a bad topic, but geez, Freezer, what are your, you know, this is, it seems to be growing. It seems to be gaining a little bit of momentum. I mean, you're talking to Charles Barkley. You're talking two more guys switched this week, Freezer. What's your thoughts on LIV, Freezer? I can probably guess by looking at your face, but people on the radio can't see it.
Yeah. And then this week you hear Stenson's he writes the letter, and it's just tough to kind of see because we're just so used to, you know, what if the USFL actually started to work?
Yeah,
this is where we're at. We don't want fractionalization here.
Right.
In a sense, you wish they would kind of get together. Rory kind of mentioned that if we can put something together here, but this is a big money grab. There's really no way of getting around this. They're all jumping. Hey, I'll give you $20 million if you come over and play a few rounds of golf and shoot in the 80s on the final round, which is Saturday.
Right. And I, you know, I guess I thought Tiger's comments were the most on point. You know, hey, you're here to compete. You know, like you're here to play golf, to try to get better, to try to win majors. This is why you play golf. And LIV doesn't have that deal or that panache. That doesn't have that as an offering. It just has straight up cash as an offering, which isn't bad. They are getting a lot of the older end of their career, middle of the pack guys right now. But if you get a Cam Smith, it changes the equation, doesn't it?
Kind of the midlife crisis tour right now. Until they get some of the younger talent in the top 20 of the world, then I don't really know. And Cam Smith, I mean, coming off the Open Championship win, I mean, I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see him jumping. I mean, he's going to be the headlining the President's Cup team for the international side. He's got a lot in front of him. He talked last week about performing better in the FedEx Cup. So I think his focus right now is going to be what's ahead of him, not... I think he cares a little bit more about legacy than he does about money right now. So I don't see it happening in the near term. You know, talk to me in 2023. We'll see where he's at.
Yeah, it's probably a great time to sign up some new sponsors for him anyway, because I'm sure he's going to make a few bucks just off his win there. You know, British Airways or someone signs him to account. I mean, he's got enough money to be comfortable for the rest of his life and things like that. But so Yeah, if they start pulling those kind of guys, then I think there's going to have to be talk of a merger or some kind of working together. The problem I have with it is, you know, the PGA Tour, every event's raising money for charity, or every event has some kind of history.
Yeah.
And in that vein, one of the coolest things I saw this week, I don't know if you guys saw it, was the Adaptive Golf Championship happened this week. Did you catch any of that?
Absolutely.
The trophy freezer, are you familiar with it?
I was watching it, and of course here we've had the great fortune of being the kind of the place, the official site of the Western New York Special Olympics training facility. So they come here every Thursday night, and they're playing golf. They get out of their car, and the athletes are running to the range for their lesson for that night. And I think it's fantastic. So on TV, and did you see Ken Green?
I did see Ken Green.
Ken Green was competing.
And I have a little connection with Ken Green.
That's
as you know, John Hecker, our best bud, one of our best buds in Rochester. That's his best buddy. He stayed with him when he played in the senior championship. I saw him that week. Lost a terrible story
terrible
with Ken
accident.
Green. Terrible lost his
wife.
Lost his wife, his dog, his leg, his
Winnebago
somebody
accident.
Else, his brother-in-law. Yeah. But it's inspirational to watch these guys and ladies go out there and use the adaptive cart, or, you know, have one leg and one, and all the different ways they find to get around a golf course. You know, we're sitting here looking at our gear and thinking a half a degree on our lie angles or our Barnes angle might make a difference. And we get, oh, I gotta have this. And these guys are, you know, they're using 14-foot long clubs, and they got no arms, and they got no, and they're still finding a way to go out there and shoot scores. And
well, you know, Jeff, you and I've been trained over the years, obviously with our whole program, and doing all the different ways to, you know, coming out of Walter Reed, training the athletes. To you and I have been at how many different places?
Grow and how many classes?
And,
yeah,
right. And watching how they overcome, they want to play golf. Because it is a social thing here.
And even the trophies were cool. Yeah. So hopefully that's an event that starts to get some TV time and gets a little more pub. And, you know, because that's, to me, that's what's cool about golf is you can do that. You could play one-handed. You can be blind and play golf. You can get on one of those solo riders. We have a solo. You have a solo rider here at Glen Oak, right?
There's one at Erie, one in Buffalo here, and one in Rochester. Absolutely. That single rider cart that you use, you can use one hand.
Yep.
And a couple fingers, and you can make that thing go around, pull right up to your spot, hit your shot, and just keep moving. Yeah.
Yeah, so people that don't know, a solo rider cart is an adaptive cart. So they strap in if you have no use of your legs or certain things, and you could take it anywhere on the tee, and it'll tilt sideways, and you could tilt the seat so that you can make a swing. Really, really cool, really, really expensive, but a really, really cool tool for these, for golfers that want to be adaptive. So if someone wanted to come out to Glen Oak and use that, they can.
Just
make sure you call ahead.
Foundation paid for it.
Yep.
Right. We raised some money and got three of these carts. They're fantastic. Battery operated. They roll. They go pretty fast. It's
yes, I drove it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They're fun to drive.
Yeah. You got to steer left to go to the right. That type of a cart, right?
Yeah.
But no, they're fantastic to have. Some of our vets have used it to go out to the range and use it to get. And then we go on the golf course and play with the vets. So the adaptive golf and showing that on TV, and I think it was on NBC?
I think so, yeah.
That's
I saw
fantastic.
Clips. I didn't get to see as much of it. I saw a lot of highlights. I saw a lot of it on Twitter. And for me, it was cool to see, well, this guy's got one arm. Well, how is he adapting? You know, because we deal with it with the vets. So how did this guy make this adaptation to go out and play? And the blind golfers, you know, it's just amazing to me that that they can, you know, have that much proprioception and awareness of their body and hit golf shots. And obviously there's someone there to help them, but cool stuff to watch. And, you know, to me that represents golf, and the British Open represents golf way more than I would say LIV.
Well, that's represents what I was gonna say, golf. The timing of that was perfect. Golf kind of needed a refresher. And I think the adaptive side was perfect for that. Taking the attention away from the money grab, where is the money coming from for LIV, that kind of stuff. So I think this was perfect.
Yeah. And, fun stuff to watch and inspirational. It makes you want to go out. And if you haven't ever done it, go out. And when we took classes like this, if you're interested, go out and just hit one shot, hit a shot with just your right arm, or hit a shot with just your left arm. Or they had us put glasses on with Vaseline on them so you couldn't see, and try to hit shots or hit a shot off your, hitting a shot off your knees isn't that hard actually, but
because you could do it.
Because I could do it. Yeah, it got me in trouble once. That's another story. I bet. But made a member angry. But yeah, it's been fun. And Freezer, you had a good week. You had a nice we had the Western New York Open here at Glen Oak, and you came out victorious again. I mean, you're, no offense, Freezer, you got to let these young guys win. How come it's all the older guys that keep winning all these tournaments?
Yeah, the Wiley, you know, it was kind of an inclement weather day there, and taught long ago how to when the weather goes a little sour, you know, half the field doesn't want to be there, so you got them beat, and then you try to figure out how to keep your grips dry. And I got to play with one of our best players in Western New York, and that's Nick Palladino down in Craigburn. He's just a wonderful player. Just started a family, about to have another child, as well as his roommate down there in at Craigburn. Faulkner's going to have another baby here coming up.
Yeah. I was going to pick on Faulkner, but he might be in a waiting room right now.
Yeah, so, once a show, you can pick on Timmy there.
Yeah, I pick on him. Yeah, usually about his weight, but not this week. So,
but yeah, we had a lot of the best amateurs and pros in Western New York to play here at Glen Oak, and again, we had over an inch of rain, and the course kind of made it through. Mm-hmm. A little water in the bunkers, but we just had a nice day, got breezy, and you just kind of pull on your. A lot of knockdown shots, and we can go into that for you've done this in tip of the week, but it's just kind of getting in front, keeping the ball in front of you, keeping the hole in front of you. Just picking away at it. It's not a day you're going deep or low. It's just a kind of a survival thing, and you saw a little bit at the open with stuff like that as the wind blows, but they had just such a wonderful week. And by the way, you mentioned about Tiger comments that Tiger made was refreshing. For the first time, he's kind of coming out and opening up a little bit and sat in front of that mic and actually said what he's thinking. There wasn't any sugarcoating. I just kind of loved to hear that.
I loved his attitude, and I think, you know, all of us that grew up watching Tiger have embraced that kind of attitude of constantly getting better, constantly challenging yourself. You know, you're here for the competition. You know, playing in a live event, it feels like a pro-am to me, like you're guaranteed purse, you're just going to play in a shotgun or a member guest. Where Tiger, and I agree with you, Tiger's comments reminded me of why I played golf when I was, hey, I want to advance, I want to get better, I want to get into the better events, I want to do well in the better events, I want to, you know, you want to start at the local level, then you want to play at the state level, then you want to play at the national level. And those are the, you know, as a competitive golfer, that's what drives you. I don't know what would be driving you as a golfer if you woke up in the morning and I'm going to get paid $120,000 no matter what I shoot today.
Well, you're a wordsmith, Jeff, so the word meritocracy, as we've heard this word.
I'm a wordsmith?
Okay. Yes, you are. Yeah, you are. You know, you're bumps and you're raps. So, you know, when you hear that word, it's about that performance. So golf is so cool. You can play basketball and kind of have a tough day or football and kind of have a tough in golf. It's you.
Right.
It's your score. Your score represents this objective measure of how you did that day compared to everybody else that played that particular day. And that's what's almost being lost now on LIV. You know, it's just we're just not used to seeing this.
Yeah, who shot 82 or something and made, you know, $3 million in a team bet or something?
I can't even remember who it was.
Yeah, and that's probably the problem with that tour is you're not going to remember. You're not going to – who cares what they do? And you're right. It is a meritocracy in golf, right? And that's why it was always better to shoot 77 instead of 78. You're going to grind it out on that last hole and try to make that 6-footer because that looks way better than a 78.
That's right.
And that's kind of how you always played. And I think LIV peels that away from golf a little bit. I don't see if they don't give those guys world ranking points, I think it'll fade away in two, three years.
If they don't.
They become not as relevant on the world stage. But that might, you can imagine, that might not be in. Here's a young kid coming out and they're going to throw him a boatload of cash and all of a sudden his family's kind of set for a while. Does he kind of sit back a little bit? Isn't that the problem with golf? Aren't those every athlete, men and women, trying to do their best every time they can? So they build up points. They build up world ranking. They can get in better events. That's the whole program.
And then you get sponsors. And the stuff comes along with that. Then, hey, Titleist throws you money. RBC throws you money. You know, you do some corporate out. And there's plenty of money to be made in that business. But I think you're right. I can see a young kid coming up and saying, just coming out of college and taking the LIV money to give himself a cushion. And I can see the senior guys, like the 45-year-olds, the end of my career, take some money. But I can't see being a top 50 or 100 player in the world wanting to go there.
Well, the thing is, these guys made their name on the PGA Tour. You talk about the young guy coming out of college. Very few people really know him. So who's really going to follow him on the LIV Tour at that point? I mean,
true.
Paying a boatload of money to guys that have already earned that reputation. And
Jason Kokrak?
Jason.
is that a recognizable name to most people?
I mean, mid-30s in the world, I think. 30.
Is he that high?
Yeah,
you know, I wonder if we're heading, you think about it, you guys, I wonder what you think. Is in other sports, you do have a rookie contract, right?
Yeah.
You have this ability to, hey, you made the NBA. Hey, you made the NFL.
Right.
You made the hockey team and you're playing for the Kraken. Mm-hmm. Here's your contract, right? And if you're better, then you get a little bit more. In golf, there isn't that. There might be. Maybe this is an opportunity to say, hey, you made the top 125. Here's the money that it would take for you to stay out here to play the minimum events we have. You know, and if the sponsors come and give you a couple extra bucks, what do you guys think of that? Almost that entry level, you made the tour, here's some dough to get you going. You can make a living. I wonder, or just leave it alone.
Here's 50 grand. Well, don't they make a few, but maybe they, you know, they're, I can see where that would be a benefit to the tour players and attract them. I can see golf changing. I can see the function of the tour and how things are done. You know, maybe there's a couple of years from now, they merge in some way, shape or form, and all that money goes to charity and a few extra guaranteed dollars. There's still just ridiculous amounts of money. Like Rory said, you know, we're getting paid to play golf. You know,
seriously.
99.99% of Americans wake up every morning, and they're waking up today, and there's people listening to us driving to a golf course. They're going to spend $100 today to play golf between their greens fees and their cart and their food and their golf balls and everything else, and whine about, you know.
I think at the end of the day, I don't want PGA Tour players at any level to lose money, you know, attending a tournament. So whether it's a minimum salary or whatever it's going to be, they take care of their travel and expenses and things like that. I think that's the baseline for me. You shouldn't lose money if you've earned your tour card.
Yeah, and that the pureness of if we're going to be in the betting, now that the PGA Tour is in, you can bet if somebody gets up and down, you can bet that they're going to perform well, right? When you're guaranteed some money, maybe that is watered down a little bit. Well, if it doesn't work out, I still get this, whereas if you're playing for your livelihood, aren't you kind of doing your best on every shot? Isn't that the program?
Yeah, but isn't every tour player got a club or a ball contract and getting a minimum stipend? Aren't you getting $2,000 to hit a Titleist or a TaylorMade driver that week and so much to play the ball? And 99% of people get some kind of clothing, and you know, maybe you got to pay your caddy and your travel expenses, but you also one purse, you know, a Q school. Q school is fading away because that gets you into the Korn Ferry Tour now.
Yep.
And I like that idea.
Yep.
And they've earned their money. If you're one of the top people on the Korn, you've made enough money to cover yourself for the next year on the PGA Tour and cover your expenses.
And you've cut your teeth, and your success rate is better coming off the Korn Ferry, right, than it is just the old way of doing a Q school. And I tell you what, even the U.S. Open qualifying, right, when you see these men and women, when they're emotional, when they've made it. I mean, that's what the pureness of it is, isn't it? You've made it, and see what you can do with it, rather than the contract stuff, right? So I wonder where this is going to head. I
look at Zalatoris, the Gala coming off the Korn Ferry. I mean,
that the Gala, by the way, he has been fun to watch.
Yes, not so good this week.
Okay,
I bet him, and
right. But how about that? It was the Travelers. Was that small train wreck right there?
Yeah. When he had
tough to watch,
but he's a kid, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a kid, but he's young, right? Didn't he just come out of college? Wasn't he one of the top Nicholas Award winning?
Haskins Award.
What happened this week? He missed the cut, but he shaved his beard.
Oh,
so I think there's
Samson's hair there, right? Same idea.
He's got to get the beard back.
Yeah. Well, I never had anything that good, so I didn't know. Well, we're going to take a break here in a minute, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Pat Phillips. We're going to have our PGA Tip of the Week, and we're going to talk about putter fitting and putter design and how it can affect your putting stroke. You know, having watched Cam Smith putt very well this week, everybody's interest is peaked in putting. So after this break, we're going to come back, talk to Pat Phillips, and get our PGA Tip of the Weekend. We'll catch you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
And we are back on Tee to Green Radio. We are on the patio at Glen Oak Golf Club watching these golfers get ready on a beautiful morning. And this, we have a third, we have two PGA. I'm with Tim Freeze, PGA, and Jeff Blank's not a PGA member, part of the Tee to Green team. And now we're bringing in our third PGA member, Pat Phillips, to help us talk about putters, putter fitting, and everything they can do for you over at Woods to Wedges. Good morning, Pat. Thanks for coming on with us.
Good morning, guys. Glad to be with you.
Glad to be with you, Pat. How's it going this morning, Pat? You ready for a busy day of fittings and lessons over there at your place of work?
Yeah, we're still rocking and rolling over there. So, it's been busy. We're doing a lot of lessons, more lessons that this time of year than fittings. But we're doing a bunch of fittings as well.
So, Pat, we wanted to talk today a little bit. Everybody watched Cam Smith this week, and you have the Sam Putt Lab over there, and you do some putter fittings, and you know a lot about putter design. Talk to us a little bit about how putter design how it interacts with your putting stroke or can affect your putting stroke, and what tips and advice you might have people. We talk a lot about fitting for drivers and fitting for irons and getting fit for golf and all this other stuff, but we don't frequently talk about how to get the proper putter in our hands to hit good strokes. Give us a little starting point for people listening on what you might want to look for when purchasing a putter.
Yeah, sure. Putter fitting, obviously, it's the most important club in the bag, right? We're going to use that club every time. Well, every hole, maybe, unless you hole it out from the fairway, which would be nice, too. But, there's three different styles of putters. We have, there's a face balance putter, there's a slight toe hang, and then there's a severe toe hang putter. Now, depending on the stroke that the player has, depends on which putter we would fit them into. If somebody has a very slight arc, they're going to need like a face balance putter. All that is like if you balance the putter on your two fingers, the face should be pointing straight up at the sky. And the toe hang putters, the severe toe hang, the toe will hang really far down to the ground.
Like, so, what would be an example of that? Would that be like the old 8802, the old blade putter like Nicholas used to use?
Yeah, that Wilson 8802 for sure. That putter that hangs straight down to the ground. Now, that's for a guy that really kind of has a pretty strong arc in the swing and somebody that likes to release the hands a little bit too. So if you have like a stroke that has a slight arc and you're using that putter, that style, it's fighting you every time. You know, it's not your natural stroke. And that helps a lot when we get that done.
Hey, Pat, this is Tim here. Good morning. Nice to hear you.
Hey, Tim, how you doing? You're
cranking along. Want to see in a few events out here. Just real quick, we're seeing this trend. It's over 70%, it seems like, doing a mallet-style putter for a lot of the PGA Tour players. And I'm not sure for the women's side, but I've been following that a little bit as this trend is going up a little bit. Obviously, that mallet style, you've got different options there compared to a blade style, which they're considering, even the Camerons, some of those putters that they're calling with a little toe drop. What do you feel like for players that come into you, do they go mallet style? Do you have them putt with both of them? What do you see from an amateur standpoint? What should someone, like Jeff said, a starting point, they come in and try a few putters?
Yeah, what's good about the mallet-style putters is the alignment aids that are on them, for one. You know, they got a big line on them, and it's easier to get the putter aimed properly, right? When we do some of a lot of our putter fittings that we do, a lot of the people are aimed left or right of the hole. So once you get them to kind of look at that and get them pointed in the right direction, that helps a lot. But there are toe hang putters like that and face balance ones. So because especially if on tour, I mean, there are some guys that like to, you know, get a little handsy. So they like to release the putter a little bit more, and some of them aren't that straight back and straight through. But there's a lot of these guys have all kinds of different grips and everything too, right? You see everything what they're doing with their hands. A lot of them are trying to fight that release and trying to get that putter going straight back and straight through. So if you have the mallet with the face balance, which most of the mallets with the double bend shaft, you know, it doesn't have the hosel like the traditional putter would have. Those are going to be your face balance putters in general. So some of them hang a little bit, but yeah, I think the mallet style, for one, the MOI of the putter, that's the moment of inertia. You know, it has less resistance to twisting. If you hit a little toward the toe, a little toward the heel, it won't open or close as much as a blade would.
Yeah, and talk to me about the technology that's used here. There's a lot of variables that get measured through the fitting process. It's not only loft, lie, it's the type of hosel that you prefer with your stroke. Can you go into that a little bit?
Yeah, the type of hosel is... you know, you have a little bit different offsets to it. Some of ours are a little bit more offset, and some of them are a little bit less. A lot of that becomes kind of a preference. They still serve the same purpose, though. If it's a little toe hang, it'll open or close a little bit. But when there's a little more offset, it is easier for some of the guys to get it squared up. And something that, like the old ping answer putters, you know, with the plumber's neck, a lot of people have grown up using a putter like that. So some guys just like to see that when they're looking down at a putter. It's a pretty big deal to look down at a putter and have some confidence in it, you know. So when you like the look of it, it's just going to exude a little bit more confidence when you're putting your stroke on it. That's all.
And how does length affect a putter fitting? You know, because you can have many different lengths and people set up differently. How does length affect the putter fitting? And while you're at it, adding loft to the putter, I think most putters come with about 4 degrees of loft. Is that something you work with when you're fitting people?
Sure. Yes. You know, some people, it depends on what they're setting up with their hands. You know, you get, some people are adding loft, which is what one of the things parameters that the SAM Putt Lab will measure is how much loft you're delivering at impact. So if somebody is adding a lot of loft, they're going to end up putting a little more backspin on the ball. So either we could just kind of change the loft, you know, de-loft it a little bit so that they're not putting as much backspin on it, or we could just kind of work on their technique a little bit too. You know, sometimes if you get somebody just maybe give it a little forward press, then they can get a better roll on it too. Because we don't want to have any backspin on the ball. You know, when you're putting backspin on the ball with the putter, a lot of times you're going to find people are coming up a little bit short. It's just not going to have the rollout that we want.
It's funny, Pat. I kind of went back to a Cameron. It's a notch back. It's like a Newport 2. But I'm exploring options, and I'm doing the claw. So it just holds it a little bit better. But what I did find is I got a putter a half or an inch shorter than I was used to, and it turned me into a little more engaged over my line. The eyes were over the line. I felt a little more comfortable. But what I did is I grabbed putters that were too long and grabbed putters that were too short. Ended up going, geez, I kind of like shorter better. Do you do that with your fittings or even students? Do you find them right?
Yes, absolutely. That's the length is another big factor in there, because if the putter's too long, it's going to push somebody too far away, and the toe of the club will be up in the air a little bit, right? So if the toe of the club is up in the air, that's another, sand putt lab measures that too. It knows if the toe is up or down, and if the toe is up in the air when you're putting, it's an indication that the putter's probably too long for you. Now, with all the new ping putters, which is kind of cool, they're adjustable. It'll go anywhere from 32 inches to 36 inches in length. So it's very easy for us to be able to just set different length putters, and just like you were saying, just like you did, you get there, and if you can get over the ball, and you'll just feel that the stroke is just a little smoother, right? And the ball will come off a little bit better, because if the toe is up in the air, you're already pointing the face a little bit to the left as it is,
And as you're pointing out too, that ping putter, it comes out of the grip. The grip lengthens, and as we all know, if you get a little flatter, that toe's up in the air, it dynamically changes the loft. So the loft of a putter, then you're pointing left. We know this in club fitting, and that ball will deflect to the left. So now you got to make an adjustment where you almost will point to the right, and that's where you're going to find these. Being fit for a putter is very important. People overlook this. They can just grab a putter and figure it out, but with the sand putt, it's going to identify some of these things to help people. And as we saw on TV, it looks like the better putters generally win.
Like it's also these things make it hard to hit the center of the blade. Yeah, so if you've got the toe up, or if the length isn't right, your hands aren't under your shoulders because your putter's too long or too short, that'll affect centerness of contact, right? And then all bets are off, right, if you're starting to hit a putt off the toe. Won't a face balance putter help with heel or toe hits, though?
It won't if somebody is kind of has too big of an arc, right? Because if you have too big of an arc, a lot of times tendencies you'll kind of pull across, you hit more toward the toe. It really got to get the right style, because it'll let us know, the sand putt lab will let us know how much you're opening and closing the blade through impact. And if it's a very gradual, very slight arc, then, the face balance putter is easier to get in the middle. But for somebody that's trying to use that face balance putter that has a big arc, the contact where it actually shows where you're hitting it on the face too is kind of all over the board. So, those are things that we're definitely going to look at.
Now, people that stand too far away from the ball or have their eyes inside the ball tend to have a bigger arc. Is that correct?
They will, and sometimes those people are a little more comfortable with the toe-hang putter, because you're standing away a little bit, and the further away you are, the more of an arc you're going to promote, right? So if you get closer with the face balance, you get your eyes right over the ball, you'll have a straighter back and through swing. Everybody says straight back and straight through. There's no such thing as that, really. We're always got a slight arc, but it's gonna come inside and on the back and a slight arc anyway. But those are really good points. And if we can get somebody matched up with their natural stroke to the putter that they should be using, it works a lot. One other thing that we do is we look at if their aim is a big thing, right? So, and a lot of times we find out if somebody's right eye dominant or left eye dominant, they're aiming one way, or their tendencies are one way or the other. Most times if people are right eye dominant, they're aiming probably 5 to 10 degrees left of the hole on a 10-foot putt. And when you line it up, a lot of times people look at that and they'll go, wow, that blade looks wide open. But then when they stroke it goes in, they know that they're just aiming improperly.
And based on the strokes that you're seeing in the SAM, do you recommend certain alternate putting grip styles, whether it's cross-handed, grip sizes, you have the claw, arm lock, anything that you would recommend based on seeing somebody stroke?
Not so much. I mean, those things are really pretty personal, but it's something we would recommend for to try out, obviously, because when you got that left hand low, a lot of people are doing that. Jordan Spieth, I mean, he's a phenomenal putter, right? He puts left hand low. All these things that people are doing with their hands on their grip and the size of the grip is really to kind of get the hands out of the stroke, right? So if you get too much, flipping action at the bottom, you're going to do all kinds of different things with the putter. So all those things that we kind of just let people know that we're trying to really take the hands out of the stroke a little bit. And however they put their hands on the grip to accomplish that is fine.
All right, and last question. So you're a PGA professional. You give a lot of – what is your favorite tip to give someone out there listening today? People, we talk about putting a lot, and we talked about putter fitting. And, you know, I think it's important because it'll breed confidence. You know, you have a putter that feels good in your hands. A grip feels right. When you look down, the lines look good. You know you're square. That's why people use that line on the golf ball, right, because it is hard to know where you're aimed. What is your favorite tip for people when you're getting them in there for the putting and the fitting? What's one of the most important things people can take away from that?
I think the most important thing is learning to start your ball on the right line. You know, one of the things that we would give them is like you get a yardstick, just a 1-inch yardstick, draw a line right down the middle of it, and just practice that. You can put that on your carpet at home, whatever. And just see if you could roll it off the end of that yardstick. If you can't roll it off the end of that yardstick, then you're opening or closing the blade. You're doing something, right? So if you're able to roll it off of a 3-foot stick, you could hit your targets. So I think
I'm going to be there all day trying to figure that one out.
I was going to say, my wife's going to look at me a little crazy. It's on the carpet in the living room.
Yeah. But that does. It helps. You know, if you could start the ball online, then you got a better chance of making it. Then the next thing is just reading the greens, right? I mean, you got to learn
how to read.
That's
a whole other book.
That's a whole other book, for sure.
That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show. Yeah, it's a whole other story. Well, thanks, Pat. If people want to get a hold of you at Woods to Wedges to maybe get on the Sam Putt Lab, maybe get a putter fitting, maybe get a lesson, maybe look at some equipment, how will they reach you?
Yeah, they could just call the shop. Probably the best option is to call the shop. It's 632-3021. And right now we're booking, and we're probably booking a few weeks out right now, but the sooner you call, the better, the quicker we can get you in there and get you going.
All right, great. And Pat Phillips, the PGA professional from Woods to Wedges, thanks for coming on with us, Pat. And after the break here, we're going to be joined by the other Tee to Green member, Kevin Sylvester. So as we come back, listen, and he'll be giving us the update from the PGA Tour stop this week. Thanks again to Pat Phillips, and we'll catch you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned, more Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
And we're back, Tee to Green, here at Glen Oak Golf Club on a beautiful day. And we're about to cover the PGA Tour. So this week we have the TPC Twin Cities Open. Kevin will be giving us a little insight on that shortly. In first place is Scott Piercy, followed by Emilio Grillo. And in third at 8-under is a young man I've never heard of, Callum Tarran. We're going to have to learn a little bit about Callum Tarran. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's
correct. And the...
Okay, so the LPGA this week is at the Amundi Avion Championship, which is taking place in France. And we have Brooke Henderson out of Canada taking the lead right now at minus 14, Carlotta Segonda at minus 11, and Nelly Korda finally coming back, rising up the leaderboards at minus 11. So a really nice leaderboard for the LPGA.
And it's time for our Champions Tour report. Brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. And it's the Senior Open Championship over at PGA Centenary Course. And our leader at 8-under is Darren Clark. He's ahead of Scott Parel and Stephen Ames. And that should be a good weekend of golf over there. And right now, we're going to bring in our Tee to Green stalwart, and he's following the PGA Tour right now, Kevin Sylvester. Kevin, great to hear your voice this morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Hey, real quick, and this is going to make me have to get Jeff Blank one of these now. I have a new favorite Donald Ross golf shirt, that white one with the blue flowers, Jeff. Love that shirt. I wore it down to the studios to play golf in here. It's cool. It's just amazing. So shout out to our friends at Donald Ross.
Yeah, they make some nice stuff. I've got the one with the skulls on it right now, Kev. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I look really, really tough. Yeah, golfers that look tough, it's hard to do.
Right.
Yeah. How's
that
it going out there?
At the debut with the Wanaka invite. So anyway,
you play at Wanaka? I didn't know that.
Hey, yeah.
What's
Go
What's
ahead.
Going on out there this week, Kev, at the 3M?
Well, you know, the 3M Open, and they had wind the first day, but it really in the afternoon. It was the morning round. Scott Piercy went out in the morning round, calm conditions, and he shot 6 under par. And then he went out and did even better yesterday, shooting 7 under par. So he's taken lead. This is a guy who's won 4 times on the PGA Tour. And so no stranger to making birdies, Scott Piercy. Emiliano Grillo, you know, who's in second, will tee off with Piercy today. And they're going early. So I'm on the PGA Tour Live ESPN Plus coverage. We'll be starting. I'll be on stream 4, our featured holes, the par 3s. Now, that'll be happening at 8:30 this morning when I'm on with Craig Perks, former Players Championship winner. And so they're going split tees today because of expected storms in the area. So we'll see how that affects, you know, the wind and stuff in the golf course. When it's windy, you know, most golf courses, the par 3s give a reprieve. Well, this week they played so difficult and over par, except for number 4 yesterday. It's the only par 3 they played under par in the first 2 rounds of golf. And by the way, since you're at Glen Oak, Susie Whaley wanted to say hello to Tim Freeze because she is working the ESPN Plus coverage this week, and so she wanted to say hello to Freezer.
Ah, please give Susie my best. Absolutely.
Oh, tell her I feel snubbed, will you? What, am I chopped liver? All right.
I will. She's working the booth next to me. I will with Johnny Swantek, so I will definitely tell her, hey, you know what, Jeff Mitis is definitely flighted here in this situation.
She's excellent at that. She's a great spokesperson for the PGA.
Yeah, she is. And they love the job she's doing here on, you know, for PGA Tour Live. So I think you're going to see more of Susie Whaley.
From one of the few women that played in a tour event for the men, Susie, out in Connecticut.
I did know that. Who's Callum?
The Travelers Championship, right? What she got?
Absolutely.
Yes.
She's an excellent golf pro. Who's Callum Tarrant?
England.
From England. I've never heard that name, Kev. Can you give us a little bio on him?
Aside from him being an Englishman, I have not followed him, frankly, at all. So, when I was over in Scotland, he played in the Scottish Open, played in the Open Championship, but I haven't had a chance to follow him, so I would just be, you know, reading off stats if I did it to you. But I'll say this. I mean, he shot the round of the day yesterday, 8-under 63, and as you guys know, one of the most difficult things to do is follow up a great round of golf, even with a good round of golf. So he's certainly got that on his hands today to try to, after shooting even par. But again, that was in the winds. He was playing in the heavy winds on Thursday afternoon. And so conditions will be a factor to see how he shoots today.
And Scott Piercy, this is interesting to me. He's 137th in strokes gained putting this year. He comes to this tournament. He's first in strokes gained putting. And I recently found out he made a putter switch in the last 2 weeks. So I'm kind of wondering, if I make a putter switch, is that going to dramatically improve my... No.
No.
Jeff's shaking his head. No.
It may help.
Well, yeah. It wasn't just the putter, though. I believe he changed coaches also.
Okay.
So and I believe caddies, too. I think he's got Micah Fujit on the bag also. So, wholesale changes for Scott Piercy, and it is paying off this week. I will say, though, he's got to speed it up a little bit. We had him on the 8th hole yesterday when his penultimate hole, and it seemingly took 5 minutes for him to decide what club, how he wanted to hit it, and he wasn't committed to it. And then I have a 66-footer that seemed to take quite some time to figure out the line that he wanted to take. Yeah. And,
They put him on the clock, and he was not happy about it.
Well, you know what? He deserved to be on it. Frankly, he was playing slow.
All right, Kev. Well, it must be another exciting week on the PGA Tour. We appreciate you joining us. We'll look forward to having you back here in Buffalo one of these weeks soon. I know you've been traveling and bouncing around the country following golf. As I say every week, I'm very jealous of your job, Kev. I think you got one of the best jobs in golf.
Well, thank you. I'm blessed to be doing what I'm doing. I'm enjoying it, and I'm very grateful, and it's exciting for sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kev.
Thanks.
All right,
and we're back. We'll see. We'll see you soon. And yeah, I got it. I got to admit, Kevin's got it made. He gets to follow. He's, you know, he gets to walk the ropes with these guys, see the best players in the world up close, get on the range, interview them after the rounds, you know, and something like that. You know, being around, Friesen, one of the cool things we get to do, like when the PGA Championship or tour events are around, we get to be on the range or right next to these guys while they're hitting or walking inside the ropes. And one of my favorite things to do is watch them practice.
Yeah.
You know, if you get on it, if you're someone who likes golf, if you ever go to a PGA Tour event, one of the coolest places to go is the driving range. And if you can get up close and just listen to the interaction of the players and watch how disciplined they are practicing, you'll notice a big difference between the way a tour player practices and a average golfer practices or warms up for his round. One last tip before we head out, Friesen. What do you think? Give somebody a tip this morning that's going to head out and play. How should they get warmed up or prepare themselves for a round this morning?
And I always go back to this routine thing. Whether it's on the first tee, you do your routine. Practice your routine on the driving range. You're going to hit a few balls. Stand behind that shot, whatever your routine is. Take two waggles, hit your shot, take your 15 seconds on the putting green. Jeff, you're always good at your routine. You stand behind the ball, you kind of, you know, squint with one eye.
I only got one.
Yeah, right. But you're a good putter, but I would say that you're a good routine player. So if you're going out today to play, kind of really practice that. As Tiger says and his dad says, the driving range is there to warm up, not to practice. So get out there, warm up, but practice your routine on every shot today. And if you commit to that, I'll tell you what, before you know it, you're like, hey, I've got something going here, because you're just lost in that routine. Again, whether it's the first tee with your buddies or it's a championship or it's a putt to win something, I don't know if you caught it there, but last week we watched a lot of these guys putting very well at the end. You can't do that if you're watching around looking at all the crowd and getting distracted. You have to be engaged in
or doing something you've never done before. That's different.
That's right.
All right. Well, I hope everybody listening enjoyed our show today from Glen Oak. It's been a beautiful day. I hope everybody's getting out to hit some golf balls, play some golf, enjoy the weather this weekend. I'm Jeff Mitas, PGA. I'd like to thank Timothy Patrick Fries, PGA. I'd like to thank Pat Phillips, PGA. And I'd like to thank Kevin Sylvester and Jeff Blank for joining us this week. And Glen Oak for hosting us. We'll be back next week from the Golf Dojo. So listen up for that. That'll be a great show. Once again, thank you, everybody. And enjoy your weekend golfing.
Nice job, Mitas. Yes.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
And we're back, tee to green, here at Glen Oak Golf Club on a beautiful day. And we're about to cover the PGA Tour. So this week we have the TPC Twin Cities Open. Kevin will be giving us a little insight on that shortly. In first place is Scott Piercy, followed by Emilio Grillo. And in third at 8-under is a young man I've never heard of, Callum Tarran. We're going to have to learn a little bit about Callum Tarran. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's
correct. And the...
Okay, so the LPGA this week is at the Amundi Avion Championship, which is taking place in France. And we have Brooke Henderson out of Canada taking the lead right now at minus 14. Carlotta Seganda at minus 11. And Nelly Korda finally coming back, rising up the leaderboards at minus 11. So a really nice leaderboard for the LPGA.
And it's time for our Champions Tour report, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. And it's the Senior Open Championship over at PGA Centenary Course. And our leader at 8-under is Darren Clark. He's ahead of Scott Parel and Stephen Ames. And that should be a good weekend of golf over there. And right now, we're going to bring in our Tee to Green stalwart, and he's following the PGA Tour right now, Kevin Sylvester. Kevin, great to hear your voice this morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Hey, real quick, and this is going to make me have to get Jeff Blank one of these now. My favorite, I have a new favorite Donald Ross golf shirt, that white one with the blue flowers, Jeff. Love that shirt. I wore it down to the studios to play golf in here. It's cool. It's just amazing. So shout out to our friends at Donald Ross.
Yeah, they make some nice stuff. I've got the one with the skulls on it right now, Kev. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I look really, really tough. Yeah, golfers that look tough, it's hard to do.
Right.
Yeah. How's
that
it going out there?
That would with the Wanaka invite. So anyway.
You play at Wanaka? I didn't know that. What's going on out there this week, Kev, at the 3M?
Well, you know, the 3M Open, and they had wind the first day, but it really in the afternoon. It was the morning round. Scott Piercy went out in the morning round, calm conditions, and he shot 6 under par. And then he went out and did even better yesterday, shooting 7 under par. So he's taking lead. This is a guy who's won 4 times on the PGA Tour. And so no stranger to making birdies, Scott Piercy. Emiliano Grillo, you know, who's in second, will tee off with Piercy today. And they're going early. So I'm on the PGA Tour Live ESPN Plus coverage. We'll be starting. I'll be on stream 4, our featured holes, the par 3s. Now, that'll be happening at 8:30 this morning when I'm on with Craig Perks, former Players Championship winner. And so they're going split tees today because of expected storms in the area. So we'll see how that affects, you know, the wind and stuff in the golf course. When it's windy, you know, most golf courses, the par 3s give a reprieve. Well, this week they played so difficult and over par, except for number 4 yesterday. It's the only par 3 they played under par in the first 2 rounds of golf. And by the way, since you're at Glen Oak, Susie Whaley wanted to say hello to Tim Freeze because she is working the ESPN Plus coverage this week, and so she wanted to say hello to Freezer.
Ah, please give Susie my best. Absolutely.
Oh, tell her I feel snubbed, will you? What am I, chopped liver? All right.
I will. She's working the booth next to me. I will with Johnny Swantek, so I will definitely tell her, hey, you know what, Jeff Mitis is definitely flooded here in this situation.
She's excellent at that. She's a great spokesperson for the PGA.
Yeah, she is. And they love the job she's doing here on, you know, for PGA Tour Live. So I think you're going to see more of Susie Whaley.
From one of the few women that played in a tour event for the men, Susie, out in Connecticut.
I did know that. Who's Callum?
The Travelers Championship, right? What you got?
Absolutely.
Yes.
She's an excellent golf pro. Who's Callum Tarrant?
From England.
From England. I've never heard that name, Kev. Can you give us a little bio on him?
Aside from him being an Englishman, I have not followed him, frankly, at all. So, when I was over in Scotland, he played in the Scottish Open, played in the Open Championship, but I haven't had a chance to follow him, so I would just be, reading off stats if I did it to you. But I'll say this. I mean, he shot the round of the day yesterday, 8-under 63, and as you guys know, one of the most difficult things to do is follow up a great round of golf, even with a good round of golf. So he's certainly got that on his hands today to try to, after shooting even par. But again, that was in the winds. He was playing in the heavy winds on Thursday afternoon. And so conditions will be a factor to see how he shoots today.
And Scott Piercy, this is interesting to me. He's 137th in strokes gained putting this year. He comes to this tournament, he's first in strokes gained putting. And I recently found out he made a putter switch in the last 2 weeks. So I'm kind of wondering, if I make a putter switch, is that going to dramatically improve my... No.
No.
Jeff's shaking his head. Jeff's shaking his head. No.
It may help.
Well, yeah. It wasn't just the putter, though. I believe he changed coaches also.
Okay.
So and I believe caddies, too. I think he's got Micah Fugit on the bag also. So, wholesale changes for Scott Piercy, and it is paying off this week. I will say, though, he's got to speed it up a little bit. We had him on the eighth hole yesterday when his penultimate hole, and it seemingly took 5 minutes for him to decide what club, how he wanted to hit it, and he wasn't committed to it. And then I have a 66-footer that seemed to take quite some time to figure out the line that he wanted to take. Yeah. And,
They put him on the clock, and he was not happy about it.
Well, he deserved to be on it. Frankly, he was playing slow.
All right, Kev. Well, it must be another exciting week on the PGA Tour. We appreciate you joining us. We'll look forward to having you back here in Buffalo one of these weeks soon. I know you've been traveling and bouncing around the country following golf. As I say every week, I'm very jealous of your job, Kev. I think you got one of the best jobs in golf.
Well, thank you. I'm blessed to be doing what I'm doing. I'm enjoying it, and I'm very grateful, and it's exciting for sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kev.
Thanks.
All right,
and we're back. We'll see you. We'll see you soon. And, I got it. I got to admit, Kevin's got it made. He gets to follow. He's, he gets to walk the ropes with these guys, see the best players in the world up close, get on the range, interview them after the rounds. And something like that, being around, Friesen, one of the cool things we get to do, like when the PGA Championship or tour events are around, we get to be on the range or right next to these guys while they're hitting or walking inside the ropes. And one of my favorite things to do is watch them practice.
Yeah.
If you're someone who likes golf, if you ever go to a PGA Tour event, one of the coolest places to go is the driving range. And if you can get up close and just listen to the interaction of the players and watch how disciplined they are practicing, you'll notice a big difference between the way a tour player practices and a average golfer practices or warms up for his round. One last tip before we head out, Freezer. What do you think? Give somebody a tip this morning that's going to head out and play. How should they get warmed up or prepare themselves for a round this morning?
And I always go back to this routine thing. Whether it's on the first tee, you do your routine. Practice your routine on the driving range. You're going to hit a few balls. Stand behind that shot, whatever your routine is. Take two waggles, hit your shot, take your 15 seconds on the putting green. Jeff, you're always good at your routine. You stand behind the ball, you kind of, squint with one eye.
I only got one.
Yeah. But you're a good putter, but I would say that you're a good routine player. So if you're going out today to play, kind of really practice that. As Tiger says and his dad says, the driving range is there to warm up, not to practice. So get out there, warm up, but practice your routine on every shot today. And if you commit to that, I'll tell you what, before you know it, you're like, hey, I'm got something going here because you're just lost in that routine. Again, whether it's the first tee with your buddies or it's a championship or it's a putt to win something, I don't know if you caught it there, but last week we watched a lot of these guys putting very well at the end. You can't do that if you're watching around looking at all the crowd and getting distracted. You have to be engaged
something you've never done before. That's different.
That's right.
All right. Well, I hope everybody listening enjoyed our show today from Glen Oak. It's been a beautiful day. I hope everybody's getting out to hit some golf balls, play some golf, enjoy the weather this weekend. I'm Jeff Mitas, PGA. I'd like to thank Timothy Patrick Fries, PGA. I'd like to thank Pat Phillips, PGA. And I'd like to thank Kevin Sylvester and Jeff Blank for joining us this week. And Glenn Oak for hosting us. We'll be back next week from the Golf Dojo. So listen up for that. That'll be a great show. Once again, thank you, everybody. And enjoy your weekend golfing.
Nice job, Mitas. Yes.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.